This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Pizza Hut. Do I have your attention?
Do I have your attention?
They are probably the leaders of pizza when it comes to America, as sad as that is. As an Italian, Pizza Hut is as edible as the plates that they are served on. But the one thing I'm going to give them, they're innovators.
Oh.
They have been working on something, and they finally revealed it to the world. Now, are these changes to improve the taste of, we'll call it pizza? No. It's for the box.
For the box?
Yes.
Okay, and what was wrong with the box?
Well, I'm glad that you asked.
Okay.
Prior to now, when you were done with it, you had garbage.
Right.
Now, when you're done with it, you have furniture. Because the new Pizza Hut boxes can be fashioned into a table. Oh. A little teeny tiny table for you to have pizza on. Why'd they do this? Great question. They know that the international helping your friend move meal is pizza and beer.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you can take your pizza box and make it into a table when you're moving so that you can eat pizza still not like an animal. Not
just on the floor.
Right. And at first, people are like, oh, this is a great idea. I say this is disingenuous at best.
Really?
And I think that the whole moving thing is a ruse.
Okay.
And really, this is Pizza Hut knowing their clientele better than any other company.
And knowing what about them?
That they don't have tables.
Gavin.
Pizza Hut knows that if you are ordering a Pizza Hut pizza, things are not going well for you. And I'm not saying that because it's affordable, because it's really not affordable anymore. It's gone up in price like everything else. I'm saying because your standards are so low that you're willing to eat Pizza Hut pizza.
Say, I certainly have seen you put back some Pizza Hut pizza.
If it's in front of me, I'll eat it.
Right.
The worst pizza is still pizza.
Here's the thing. If you're down and out, I don't really think a table is at that big of a high priority. The other thing is, it's like, well, we're not going to, let's say the moving thing is real. The idea that like, oh, well, we're not going to put our pizza box on the ground, but we are going to sit on the ground. Because
right.
In this scenario, this box is what? 2.5 feet tall? Once you make it into a table, it's just a pizza box with some card, with a cardboard box underneath it. And that is created into what looks like maybe like an end table.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It looks like a little end table.
But you still have to sit on the floor to eat it.
You still have to sit on the floor.
Now, here's the other problem I have. When do you feed people pizza when you're moving?
When you're done.
What, usually when you're done. What is at the very least one of the first pieces you move into a house?
A table.
Usually it's a table.
So you agree with me.
Okay, then it is for the table less.
This is not a moving thing.
Okay.
This is Pizza Hut knowing that their clientele's trash.
Gavin!
Sorry!
You guys are a hater. I love Pizza Hut. It tastes delicious.
All right.
And also, don't feed your movers after everything's moved. It's like a midway snack to have more energy to finish. This looks amazing. You don't want to get grease on your new floors.
Okay.
That's why having the box is nice. And it looks really cute. Did you see the picture it comes in? They're having wine. They're having a great time.
It's true. In an empty house with a lamp on the floor in the background. So let me get this straight to piggyback off of Katie's theory, which is sound. You're telling me that these gals moved everything out of the apartment, everything except for a lamp, so that they could sit there and have pizza off of their Pizza Hut table? Oh,
you're saying that they're in the old apartment, not the new apartment.
But I can't think of a reason why you'd move everything out of the old apartment and then hang out in the old apartment.
Wow. You just have to get your last emotions out.
They look like they're having the time of their lives in this
picture.
That's
why I think it's the new apartment.
Okay, so then where's all their stuff?
Behind them!
So then why aren't they using chairs and tables? When your mom lived in your house with you, what was in the kitchen?
Food?
No.
A table?
What kind of table?
A pool table?
Not a pool table.
Well, it's a ping pong pool table combo.
Oh! I didn't know it was the combo.
And it could be an ice hockey table.
Right.
Oh, air hockey.
But no kitchen table.
No.
And he said he loved Pizza Hut pizza.
Kevin.
I'm not trash, okay?
Well, and you could never move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.